Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello, good evening. Yes, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No.
We're
okay. Are you 18 or years of age or older and registered to vote?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, perfect. Now, 18 years of age, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, or other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? 50-50? Or you will not vote?
I'm going to write in my own candidate.
I'm sorry?
I'm writing in my own candidate.
Okay. So you're definitely going to vote, right?
Yeah, I'm voting.
Oh, okay. And what is your age?
I'll be 65 next month.
All right. And if we're not going to speak, but happy early birthday. Now,
right.
just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian? African American?
I'm from the house of Judah.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 10. I mean, 0 to 100. My mistake. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means that you feel...
I'm sorry, what was that? I
in the middle?
The question. What?
I'm sorry?
What's the question? I didn't hear it.
Okay. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means that you feel in the middle. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay.
If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so.
All right.
First one, Black Lives Matter or BLM from 0 to 100.
0.
The American Federation of Teachers or AFT. 0 to 100.
0.
Public schools?
Oh, we don't have any. I have children. My son is blind. He uses a guide dog. My daughter married a very wealthy man that he works. He's a subcontractor for the oil industry.
Oh.
He hires on. He gets paid more in per diem travel pay than we do.
Wow.
So the dude's freaking, they own a 50-acre ranch in Texas.
Oh, beautiful. So there's a lot of property there. All right.
Yeah.
So what would you rate public schools from 0 to 100? Just because we're on a recorded line.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Say that again?
What would you rate public schools from 0 to 100? Is there more in a recorded line? I need to get a number.
Zero.
Okay. How about critical race theory or CRT?
Zero.
How about public charter schools?
Charter schools? Zero.
Public charter schools. Zero.
Zero.
How about public school teachers?
No. I'm into homeschooling.
Well, how would you rate public school? Okay, I'll take that into consideration. So, if a question does come about, how would about public school teachers?
Zero.
Okay, your local school board.
We don't have any children.
Your local school board. Well, what's your general opinion, let's say?
Oh, well, general opinion, I think they suck. I think they suck.
Okay, so that's a zero. Okay. Right. How about Joe Biden?
It's Obama controlling Biden. It's the mouthpiece. I've seen the video of the mouthpiece. I mean, you know, it's a puppet. That's what's going on.
All right. So what would you say there? We're still at zero?
Pardon me?
That would be zero?
Yeah, zero.
Joe Biden?
Yeah, zero.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
Okay. Let's move forward here. Now, generally
he's controlled by the Jewish.
Oh, okay.
Every member of Congress every member of Congress is controlled by so they're all concerned about fucking Israel. We send our tax money to fucking Israel, and none of them fucking work there.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Now, generally speaking, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just there, or poor?
Poor.
Sorry?
Poor.
Poor, thank you. Sorry.
One big
did you hear me totally put you on mute? It's just that I'm coughing, just for you to be aware.
Right.
Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first topic is embrace American values and be proud American citizens. How important do you think of a topic that is from 0 to 10?
I
for school, public schools,
I've been up since 5 a.m. last Sunday, so you're going to have to repeat some of these questions.
Okay. So embrace American values and be proud American. How much of an important topic do you think that is for public schools to prepare students for?
Well,
from 0 to 10.
I think it's very important. I was in the Navy, so... I'm all for America. I'm not for the United States.
Thank you for serving our country, sir. Thank you for serving our country. I truly appreciate that.
Yeah,
so with this topic, we're going with a 10.
All right, yeah.
All right. How about this one? Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How important do you think that is of a topic?
Well, I think it's very important that we should reindustrialize the nation. All the factories.
So from 0 to 10, what's your number there?
10.
10. Got you.
All right. Rebuild America.
Now, how about... Go ahead, sir.
No, just screw everybody else. Rebuild fucking America.
Alrighty. Thank you for your opinion. Now... how about this topic? Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
How important do you think
that is from 0 to 10?
Yeah, but they're not being taught the real American history. They're being taught a Judeo... the fucking Jewish control fucking everything. Rothschild, the Fed, all of them, man, they fucking blow. They've captured they've bought everybody and everything that can be bought. So, me, you know, I'm waiting for, shit, fuck, man. I'm waiting for another civil war. And there's fucking 50 million rednecks onto the fucking teeth that are gonna rise up. I'm just gonna protect what I got. Cause now I've been retired since 19. Shit.
From the way you're looking at it, and you want the war sword?
23 years.
It looks like that. I mean, they already did their little riot, their little stand. That's a good way of putting it. That's what I'm trying to say. You have very valuable opinions here. So, truthfully understand all of America, history, the good and the bad. What are we going with it? How important do you think that is, 0 or 10? From 0 to 10.
Well, I think the real history is very important. And it's not what we've been told. The entire United States has been under a psychological operation by military intelligence for many, many, many years. Decades upon decades. I was part of it. I'm in a private chat group, and we all know, you know, we study the Bible and all kinds of stuff, man. I'm really into that shit. But the true Bible...
So what would you
like
give it from 0 to 10? What's your number there?
As far as what?
We are on a recorded line, so I do need to get a number. What's from 0 to 10?
Did you understand what's the question again?
It's a topic.
Like I told you, man, I've been up for freaking days on end.
All right, so just give me a number from 0 to 10. That's it. Truthfully understand all of American
give me
history.
The question again. I truthfully understand the correct history, but I don't understand what they're teaching the kids. So, 0.
From 0 to 10? Okay, 0. Now, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
We're not
how
a democracy.
How do you think that is of
we're,
a child?
We are a republic. We are a republic. We are not a democracy. We're a confederation
from 0 to 10?
Of individual states. So, 0.
0. How about become more organized and have structure? From 0 to 10.
Yeah, you should kick out all the freaking illegals and 0. We got to change this fucking country, man. And it's growing.
Provide basic,
it's fucking growing big time.
Understood. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. How important do you think that is?
I think it's very important. I'm sitting on almost $2 million of gold and silver, man. I'm just waiting for everything to fucking go digital currency.
That'll be a 10.
JP Morgan has been shorting the silver market to keep the price down and using options for decades. I mean decades. And as soon as they go digital, they're going to fucking raise the price of silver and gold big time and put on some call options. It's going to make silver go up and shoot to the fucking moon.
Understood. All right. Now, would you say that our state spends just about the right amount? Too much?
I'm sorry,
not
what?
Enough? Okay.
Say that again.
Would you say that our state spends just about the right amount? Too much? Or not enough on public school education?
Does our state do what?
Okay.
I can't understand you, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I can't understand what you're asking.
Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
They got to change the fucking school education.
Do you think that they spend too much, not enough, or about the same?
No. They should lower it.
Not enough, right? They don't spend enough?
No.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No.
Fuck no.
Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? Or CRT? A lot,
I'm
a little, or nothing
I'm
at
fucking
all?
Fucking what, man? I'm a researcher. I spend all my time on the laptop. I don't fucking listen to all this bullshit.
So a lot. Is your answer a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I'm sorry, what?
You somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. I think everybody should be homeschooled.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Ban slavery.
You haven't seen nothing or heard nothing or read nothing? Nothing at all? A little or a lot?
A little.
A lot. Okay. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Now, the first statement, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat
like
or
I
strongly
said,
disagree?
I think you should homeschool.
Thank you.
What
you did mention that, sir. You are absolutely right. The second one. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular.
I can't understand you, man. What? Say that again.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I already gave you my opinion.
I know, but we're on a recorded line, sir, so the question is here. I have to read it. So I just need an answer. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Third one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty and uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I believe deep down that everybody should homeschool their children and want to pay off their goddamn mortgage.
Okay. All right, now going with the next one. Now, I'm just going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me if you support. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve. I'm sorry, sir. Do I sound staticky? How about now?
Yes, you do, because you're calling from Phoenix.
I'm calling from Florida, sir. We're located in Florida.
Oh, from Florida?
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one that I read, tell me if you support or oppose. So here's the first one. Adding an ethics studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Support or oppose?
I'm sorry, I can't. Are you on a cell phone?
No, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you support or oppose?
Do I support what? Say that again?
Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries if they see as pornographic or books that they believe
Okay.
Increasing discipline in schools?
Correct.
Support or oppose?
Support or oppose the school curriculum?
Increasing discipline in schools.
Oh, I agree, yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. Not... Both my children were disabled at an early age. I've got a dog that's only going to turn 5 at the end of this week. And we're going to celebrate, give her a bunch of presents that she loves to rip open and find stuffed animals and stuff in. We got that dog for $150 from a rescue. One of the original dogs that came over the Bering Straits with the Asians when they became Indians.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the last one, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. These new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America.
I don't really give a fuck about the African at all.
Okay, so now... And the contribution and accomplishments of the African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies unit to K-12 public curriculum?
Oppose it.
Somewhat strongly.
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments others might make about education in America. We're at 90%. Please, we're almost done, sir. We do value your opinions. I understand you're getting irritated, but I'm just trying to do my job. I'm trying to do the best I can. We're at 90%, sir. We're at 90%. I promise you. We're at 90%. We're almost done here, and I'm going to leave you alone. All right, so you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel that it's a very convincing argument. 5 means somewhat convincing argument. And 0 means... Oh, no, that's not a convincing argument at all. So you have a number from 0 to 10, the first one. History teachers have the responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to what? Sorry.
Go ahead.
When radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. That second one. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters
exactly.
of color, or
yeah,
discussed
that's
things
that's
like
that.
Racism. We know from
strongly,
history that the road to Trinity... Go ahead. You know, that's not convincing, or it is convincing?
Everything you're saying.
From 0 to 10, so that is not convincing at all. That's a zero. Now, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons that race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't
right.
just a memorized math education or learning to spell. Sorry?
I strongly agree. They're being taught the wrong kind
so
of
education.
So that's a 10.
Yeah. Got you. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. The first statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted and decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree.
Thank you. Somewhat or strongly?
As far as, like I told you, dude, I've been up since 5 a.m. last Sunday, so...
I understand. I understand. So so teachers are professionals who could be trusted to decide what information to teach children.
No, absolutely not. Zero.
Okay, you strongly disagree. Now, teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view. Even those that
yes,
are popular.
My points of view are totally frickin' whacked, man. They're so against the whole school education board. So you can fill it in how you feel about that.
All right.
My daughter.
Now, these are the final questions.
My grandson. Go ahead.
All right. So these are the final questions. They're for statistical purposes only. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, or college graduate, or postgraduate?
I have an associate's degree in higher technology, but I chickened out at the last minute because my eyes are so damn bad. But I'm a freaking millionaire. I mean, I'm a multimillionaire. I did it on my own on 75% of my pay because I got hurt at work.
Understood.
And invested wisely.
So- Okay, so you got your college graduate or postgraduate?
Associate's degree, AA, in fire
sorry,
technology.
Thank you. I got you. Thank you, sir. I am so sorry you got cut off there. I didn't want to be rude and make you repeat yourself, but I couldn't hear you. Now, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled,
unemployed?
I'm retired,
man. Like I said, I'm a multimillionaire, man. We bought a...
Got you,
house for $345, just under $345, and it's worth like $560 now. We did it with cash.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single,
married.
Separated, divorced?
Married.
Thank you.
We're both retired.
All right, and regardless of how, okay, got you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Would you lean more towards a Republican or Democrat? Which one would you lean more towards?
Neither.
Okay. So you're Independent. All right. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Now, although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Do you have a child who attended a charter, private school, or home school in the last 10 years? That is a yes,
no.
right? To recall what you were
yes,
stating earlier?
Yes. Well, yes, I Yeah,
yes,
no,
you
I
said you home
no.
you home teach.
My,
you home
my
teach,
kids,
right?
Yeah.
Got you. So I do have a good memory, good thing, and I remember you saying that. All right, now, think of your approach to politics issues. So thinking about your approach to politic issues, Would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very?
I'm so freaking conservative. But
so you're very conservative.
If people would just put their nose to the grindstone like my dad did, so my mom could stay home and teach us, she was brilliant from an immigrant from Germany. That would be the best. Go back to the way it was back in the 70s and shit, man, and just pay off your fucking mortgage and don't do a goddamn reverse mortgage.
So you don't have to stress. You don't have to stress. So you don't have to stress for that in your elderly ages. I understand that. That is a good point of view, and we respect that opinion. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
I study on my own.
Never.
I'm not involved with
your house is your temple. Understood.
That's correct.
Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first one, are you a born-again Christian, evangelical, or a fundamentalist? You or anyone in the household?
I am so awake to the Christian belief.
So you are a born-again Christian?
Correct.
All right. So is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, is that you or anyone in your household? Are you a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
No. No one, not even a family member, right?
Well, my grandson, I'm going to teach him.
Okay, got you. Now, this is the final, last but not least question. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's rural. I live in a gated community.
Understood. All right, sir, this completes your survey. Sorry to interrupt you this night, but I also want to thank you for your opinions. They're very valuable to us. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.